Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ngu Odulong Alexander. Today we're going to do a really quick episode exploring the definition of progress, of innovation, of advancement. The purpose of this quick exploration is because I want to dispel some misconceptions that I believe have been sort of accepted as universal truths in our society today. And one of those is progress, right? And what we define progress to be, right? So welcome to the Ngook School, to the Prison Ngook Show. And today we're going to be exploring the definition of innovation, the definition of advancement. So for the last month or so, I've been on this application called Clubhouse. And I've been listening to some of the conversations that they've been having and the schools of thought. And I noticed something interesting. I noticed that there is this sort of universalized perspective that this thing we call technological advancement, that this thing is what advancement is, that this idea of increasing computational power is equivalent to us moving forward, to us innovating forward. And I would actually like to challenge that idea. And here's the premise. The premise is that what we consider progress, or what we define as innovation, is actually the opposite. Is this thing we're doing actually advancing us as a biological species, or is this thing actually regressing us, taking us farther away from ourselves, right? And that's the question that I would like to pose. So it was actually proven recently that memories are passed down genetically through DNA, even though that's an arbitrary term. But memories are passed down genetically. So essentially, this is something that we already knew as Africans. But now, this now opens a can of worms for us to ask the question: well, if memories are passed down genetically, what does that mean? Does that mean that the oldest memory is the memory that has the most information, or does it mean that the newest memory is the memory that is the most efficient memory, right? And I think at the fundamental level, that is the perspective that we have to come into terms with, right? Is intelligence, is knowledge, is genetic information, is it most dense as we go farther back, or is it more dense as we go forward, right? And this is a fundamental question to answer philosophically, and this sort of impact how we look at the world at a fundamental level, right? So now let's explore. So the fact that memories are passed down genetically, if we are to now travel backwards to the origin of that memory, what does that tell us about sort of the progress of this, of how this memory evolves over time? It tells us that if we go to the origin of the memory is most dense and has the most information. But as time passes by, this memory dissipates, this memory diverges to create more constraints, more variability, more uncertainty, more certainty. So essentially this gives us the realization that that if we go farther back, then the more precise and the more accurate the information is, right? Now let's go back to our topic of innovation, to our topic of progress, right? What do we define progress as? What do we define progress to mean in 2021 or for the last couple thousand years? We've defined progress actually as the moving away from that source, moving away from that origin, moving away from that original dense memory, original dense information, original dense knowledge, whatever you want to call it, or DNA, whatever arbitrary term you choose. So now this goes to my perspective, which is claiming that we're actually regressing backwards, and we're actually not being innovative or advancing. We're actually regressing, and we're becoming less and less efficient as a species, and as physical biological beings. I'm going to use the realm of academia as an example, right? So if we go backwards, you'll see that a lot of the scholars from the past were scholars that sort of studied everything. There was no defined, predefined a field of study. The scholars studied how everything worked together, how everything connected together, right? And a lot of the thought leaders of the past were more polymaths and or alchemists, whatever arbitrary term you choose to call them. But they studied how all systems work with each other. And today, the perspective is more reductionist, where we actually, every single day, we almost have to create a newer, deeper understanding of a certain tiny aspect of that intelligence, right? Our perspective today is very reductionist, where we have to segment everything into little pieces before we can understand it. And this reductionist perspective goes completely opposite to the deductive perspective, where we understand how everything works, and then now we just apply that algorithm to decipher all the individual systems by themselves, right? So right now it's a conflict between the reductionist and the deductionist. It's a conflict between progression and regression, right? And it's interesting because the misconception here has been the complete opposite. What we think when we think we're advancing, we're actually regressing, right? And that is what I wanted to really go into today, is that what we consider innovation is not innovation, it's regression. This thing called technological advancement, where we're trying to make these metal computers faster, we're trying to increase our ability to create capital wealth, that's regression. We're not progressing, we're regressing. We're becoming more and more reductionist, thus we have to constrain more, which is why certainty goes up. But as we go backward, uncertainty becomes maximum. It becomes maximum. We get most uncertainty, which means most information, most dense knowledge, right? And the implications of this are massive, right? Because our entire world has been running for a couple thousand years based on the philosophy that advancement meant reduction, right? And that has to change today. Here's an example that we will all understand. So in a family of a mother, father, and children, when the mother cooks, the father, whoever cooks, the whole family gets to eat, right? But now let's say that the mother delegated the cooking and the feeding of the family to the youngest child in the family, right? What are the chances that child will just feed themselves? Because they haven't matured yet to understand that everyone should eat together in the family, right? And that is where we are today. We have had the youngest perspective, the youngest child, the youngest civilization, the youngest school of thought. We've had them, we've given them the keys to the kitchen, and we expect them to be fair and to feed the whole family when they cook, right? But we have seen for a couple thousand years that has not been the case. This perspective is a reductionist perspective, right? It's a perspective that is not universalized. The philosophy itself is a philosophy that leads to things like capitalism, for example, where we have a perception that we have to compete and fight for us to survive. But the reality of it is that if the mother had cooked the food, the whole family would eat. But because the youngest child has to cook the food, he thinks he has to compete with his siblings, so he hoards the food to himself, right? And this is philosophically what has been going on for a couple thousand years, right? So for us to be able to get to the point of understanding, we have to understand what innovation is. We have to understand what advancement is. We have to understand what progress is. Progress is not linked to us creating material things. Progress is not linked to us making our computers faster. Progress is not linked to us printing more paper money out by killing more trees. Progress comes from the opposite side. Progress comes from us reconnecting to that original knowledge, the densest knowledge, the knowledge of the grandmother, of the great-grandfather, the knowledge that the wisdom that cannot be passed down, that can only be passed down from them. The wisdom that the youngest child would never know until they are told, until they are taught, by their grandmother, their mother, their great grandmother, their great grandfather. So this is what this is the dichotomy of the philosophy that we have today, is that we think that we are going forward, we are advancing, but in fact we are regressing, and we are regressing, and it's time to change, because this direction is not a sustainable direction, right? And an example is, it's very simple. Here's an example. An example is, we've actually allowed this philosophy to run our world, and we've seen that we made a big mistake, right? Look at today. We're complaining about climate change. We're complaining about the environment. We're complaining about health problems. We're complaining about societal problems. There's a global crisis, and this global crisis comes from the fact that we've been following the wrong fundamental philosophy of how the universe works. And this is what we all have to come to terms with. We are not progressing. We are not advancing. We are regressing. And for us to go back to the point where we become whole again, we have to get rid of that philosophical perspective. And what does that mean on a societal level? It means that the oldest people on the planet have to make the decisions about the future of the planet, not the youngest. The mother has to make the decision. The mother has to feed the family. The mother and the father feed the family, not the youngest child. And that is what we have to come to terms with, guys. Thank you guys very much. My name is Ngụ Ojulong Alexander. I'm the founder of the New Globe Utopia, the Ngụ School. I'm the author of the book, The Ngụ Theory and Intelligent Systems. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you soon. Bye. Rocking to the ancient rhythm, rocking to the ancient rhythm. Love is my religion, love is my addiction.